Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we have five stories packed with big moves in AI products, regulations, and legal battles. Let's dive right in. Illinois just passed what could be America's strongest AI safety law yet. Wired reports that the bill requires companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind to have their AI safety practices audited by independent third parties. This means these AI labs can no longer grade their own homework when it comes to safety standards. The bill, known as SB 315, is headed to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who plans to sign it into law, marking a major step for state-level AI regulation. It's a move to hold big tech accountable as federal legislation remains stalled. Waymo is rolling out a new robotaxi called Ojai, and it's a game-changer for autonomous vehicles. According to Wired, these pale blue minivans are built on a Chinese-made platform by Geely's Zeekr brand, but the self-driving systems are installed in the US. Ojai features 13 cameras, 6 radars, and 4 lidars, and it's designed specifically for driverless operation with a spacious, accessible interior. Rides will start in California and Arizona in the next few weeks and will be free initially to gather user feedback. Waymo is still awaiting permission to charge fares in California, with a decision expected by June 27. CNN has sued the AI startup Perplexity for allegedly copying its articles verbatim. The Verge covers how CNN claims Perplexity scraped its paywalled content without permission and used it to generate AI responses. The lawsuit says Perplexity ignored CNN's efforts to block unauthorized crawling and provided users with subscription-only content. CNN is seeking damages and a permanent injunction to stop this behavior. Perplexity responded by saying, "You can't copyright facts," highlighting the ongoing legal tensions around AI training data. Microsoft 365 Copilot just got a significant update with a faster, cleaner design. The Verge reports the assistant now loads twice as fast and offers more structured, easier-to-scan responses. Copilot's new, progressive disclosure feature shows tools and controls based on your prompt, reducing clutter. You can format text directly inside Copilot's prompt box, which expands as you type or paste content. This update is rolling out across desktop and mobile, aiming to boost productivity with smarter AI integration. Glean, often called the Google for enterprise, has hit $300 million in annual recurring revenue. TechCrunch explains that this is a threefold increase in just 15 months, despite growing competition from giants like Google and Microsoft. Glean's edge comes from its AI's deep understanding of customer business needs via context graph that connects to internal systems. This not only improves search relevance but also cuts AI computing costs by reducing unnecessary operations. As many companies look to trim AI budgets, Glean's cost-saving approach is becoming a major selling point. That's a wrap for today's top AI stories. From new laws to cutting-edge robotaxis and major legal battles, the AI landscape keeps evolving fast. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. We'll catch you tomorrow with more updates.